Welcome to the Talking People podcast. I'm going to record a reading for elementary students. It's about Virginia Woolf, the writer, the British writer and the English writer, okay? It can be useful for other levels too. It's from a pack for assessing your progress, which includes listening activities, reading activities, and writing activities. And I'm preparing this pack for the spring practice test. This text is a listening activity to help students learn to read aloud. Here goes. What can we learn from Virginia Woolf? As an introduction, I would like to say that from 1989 to 1992, I read Virginia Woolf and discovered a lot of worlds. I wrote this text I'm going to read myself for you elementary students, but I have included ideas and information from an insightful documentary by the School of Thought, a documentary on Virginia Woolf, and I am pasting the link below. Virginia Woolf. What can we learn from Virginia Woolf? Virginia Woolf is one of the most important writers in the 20th century. Her analyses offer important ideas to understand the human world. She also explored new ways of writing, becoming the most influential modernist writer in the Western world. Virginia Woolf captured in words all the excitement, pain, beauty, and horror of the 20th century. Urbanism, technology, war, shopping and consumerism, money, men and women, art and artists, and the human mind, with all the drama and comedy in life. Virginia Woolf observed. She noticed everything and thought and wrote about it. She wrote about good things and about pain, about the power of words, of literature, and how much we can learn from all that to use in our lives. She wanted to understand life. She developed her intelligence and helped people develop their intelligence. She learned from her own life. She just lived 55 years, but with her life and work, she helped us understand the human mind better. Virginia Woolf's parents died when she was young. After her mother's death, she had her first nervous breakdown. She also suffered sexual abuse at the hands of a half-brother. But at that time, you could not tell. Women were always considered guilty of the abuse they suffered. Society was more sexist than today. To make matters worse, women could not be thinkers or artists because, according to tradition, women did not have enough intelligence. For the same reason, women could not study at schools or universities. Virginia wanted to learn, but she couldn't borrow books at the university library. This made her very sad and angry. Luckily, her family had a large library at home, and Virginia read and read. She was self-educated. In 1912, she married Leonard Woolf. In 1914, the First World War started. In 1917, Virginia and Leonard started their own publishing house, called the Hogarth Press. Virginia and Leonard and the Hogarth Press were part of the Bloomsbury Group, a group of artists and thinkers who lived in the neighborhood of Bloomsbury in London. Virginia and Leonard published T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland, a very important author in poetry. They also published Sigmund Freud's complete works, when Freud was not famous. At this time, she was writing articles for newspapers too, because first she worked as a journalist. Then she wrote her own stories, novels, and essays. Between the First World War, from 1914 to 1918, and the Second World War, from 1939 to 1945, in only 4 years, she wrote four of her most famous works. The novels, Mrs. Dalloway, To the Lighthouse and Orlando, and the essay, A Room of One's Own. She wrote about how gender roles can't make us happy because we are human, we are more. She denounced that women were always poor and that they needed money, independence, freedom, because they were human. She analyzed the grave injustice of the situation of women in society and in history, where women were ignored. She said, "I would venture to guess that anonymous, who wrote so many poems without signing them, was often a woman." Two of her essays, A Room of One's Own and Three Guineas, are very important in feminist thinking and women's history. In A Room of One's Own, she imagines the life of Shakespeare's sister. Women have always been poor. They need money and their own room. Three Guineas is an anti-war essay. She wrote against war because she experienced two world wars. She didn't believe war could solve problems. In 1941, after 2 years of the Second World War, a world war again, and before having another mental crisis, Virginia decided to commit suicide. She wanted to stop all the suffering, inside and outside, for her and for her beloved husband and companion. Emerson, one of her favorite writers, said, "In the work of a writer of genius, we rediscover our own neglected thoughts." En la obra de una escritora o un escritor de genio, redescubrimos los pensamientos a los que no hacemos caso, que descuidamos, los que no queremos pensar. And Virginia Woolf was a writer of genius, never afraid to think and explore. So, if you are curious, in the transcript, you will find a link to a video where you can listen to her voice, and then you will also find the link to the video by the School of Thought, which is amazing. It's amazing the good work, the good video work these people are doing. Okay, I hope you liked it. Have a nice day.